drop a thing on a car, you're driving a car, and it you go over, you hit a tremendously bad chuck hole, and the thing that holds the wheels together snaps. That's
an axle.
Yeah. And then if you were sawing wood, and you had two things shaped like this, you put the log in between there, what would you call these things?
I don't know. Well, something to the X.
Okay. Alright, well, would you... how about things that are shaped like this that you see at a church picnic or you see on the road? They have...
Frame.
Yeah. You see these up there, and they must hang lights on them to tell you the detour, and they're painted yellow. The highway department has. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Okay. You would just call it a frame?
I don't know. I would...
The word a sawhorse.
Sawhorse, yeah.
Harness.
Okay, that's like a barrier, mm-hmm. or something blocking you from going, yeah.
And this, have you ever heard a $10 bill called anything?
No.
You ever heard a $10 bill called a sawbuck?
No.
Okay, well, that $10 bill is often called a sawbuck, and that's why, because of the Roman numeral X, you see, for 10.
Uh-huh.
And that's usual, that's often called a sawbuck, or old people in East Tennessee often call them wood racks. But since you don't saw wood, you have this language
no,
and you don't do that. Or a thing, you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And something you might use to sharpen a straight razor?
I don't know. It's a long strip of leather.
Okay, well, you might call it a leather.
Leather strap.
Okay. And something, the bullet is the metal part, the whole thing is called a...
You're talking about
the lead part is called the bullet, but the whole thing with the powder and all is called a
gun. Oh, I don't know.
He wasn't firing live ammunition, he was firing blank
cartridge.
Yeah, plural.
Cartridges.
Okay, and this is a thing in a playground that goes like this. Alright. How about one that, have you ever seen one that's attached at both ends and kids jump up and down in the middle of it?
Trampoline? I don't know what...
Yeah, that sort of thing, but it's just a board.
No.
All right. How about something on a playground that goes round and round and...
Merry-go-round. Right. Or a carousel.
Yeah, now that would be at a carnival or something, right. Would it? How about on a playground?
Just a merry-go-round.
Okay.
I don't
know. And when kids are on a seesaw, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Okay. And something hanging from a tree...
Swing.
Right. And if you had a small quantity of coal, kept on the, you got a little coal stove and you had just a small thing with coal in it, you call that a... Well, if it had a handle over the top, just the amount of coal, you know, it'd be just about this size maybe, and you put that coal in there and you
carry the stove.
Yeah, then you carry it to the stove in this.
I don't know.
How about the word that you use for the wooden container? Not a pail, but a...
Bucket.
Yeah, would you ever call that with coal?
Coal bucket, no.
Coal bucket isn't at all. All right. How about the thing that goes from the stove to the roof?
Chimney.
Yeah. This is made of metal.
Oh,
ground.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
All right, the thing that we're talking about, the thing that burst before.
Pipe.
Yeah, now how
coal
about...
Coal pipe.
On the stove, though.
How
about stove pipe?
Stove pipe.
How about this has one wheel and two handles? Used for hauling dirt.
Oh, wheelbarrow.
All right, how about, have you ever seen one with two wheels?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Two-wheel wheelbarrow.
Okay, never heard of a Georgia buggy.
No.
All right, and something used for sharpening a knife, something you hold in your hand.
Oh, wet rock.
All right, and something with a treadle on a wheel.
Mm.